USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There were multiple injuries, including police officers that were responding to a shooting at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition. The suspected shooter died at the scene. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 out of Chicago what he witnessed.
He walked by me, next thing I know, from one of the other guys coming back and said that he's opening fire.
President Donald Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 billion to construct or repair much of the 234 miles of the border barrier. The president says the situation on the border is dire.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rate, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services, by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump has his first possible Republican re-election opponent. From Washington, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Former Massachusetts Governor William Weld, the first Republican to challenge the president for the 2020 GOP nomination. Weld announcing in New Hampshire on Friday morning that he's created a presidential exploratory committee.
It upsets me that our energies as a society are being sapped by the president's culture of divisiveness.
The 73-year-old Weld says President Trump is, quote, too unstable to be president. Weld was VP candidate on Gary Johnson's failed libertarian bid for president in 2016.
Two suspects in the reported attack of Empire actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago are under arrest. Chicago police have not charged the two men or released their identities. Detectives do believe there is probable cause, though, to consider the two Nigerian brothers as suspects and say they do have a relationship with Smollett. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump continues to make protecting the life of the unborn child one of his main priorities. Faith and Freedom Coalition Chairman Ralph Reed was on Fox and Friends to discuss the pro-life record of President Trump.
I think if you look at the evangelical constituency, it was 27% of the electorate in 2016 and 2018. If you add in pro-life Catholics, it gets up to 35% of the electorate. Donald Trump won 81% of their votes. They were half of all the votes he received. Donald Trump isn't in the White House today without the strength of that vote. And if that vote had not turned out the way it did in 2018, not only would the Republicans have lost the House, they would have lost the Senate, and it wouldn't have even been close. So these are voters that, to be clear, are not ultimately partisan in their affiliation. They're driven by a set of issues. They're driven by a set of moral concerns. And at the top of that list is creating a culture of life that protects the dignity and the sanctity of every human life from conception to natural death, including the unborn. And by the Democrats pursuing this extremist late-term abortion and even infanticide agenda, which Gallup Ainsley found last year only 13% of the American people favor abortions in the third trimester.
Please remember you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.